This is the time in our banquet when we take a few minutes to recognize success here in our affiliate. And to that end, I'm going to ask our membership chair and our awards committee chair to present themselves so that they can share some awards for us. And Artis, are you ready? Okay, I'll first turn the microphone over to Ms. Artis Bazin, our membership co-chair.
Well, I get the pleasure of presenting two affiliate growth awards. Each spring, we give a growth award to the chapter who's grown the most by percentage, and then we also give an award to the chapter that's grown the most by number of members. I have to tell you a little story. Today we had two chapters that had grown by the same number of members, and so I asked our president to break the tie. I did not tell her what two chapters they were. I just told her the numbers, and I told her that one, I said, well, how do you want me to break the tie? Do you want me to give it to the one that has, you know, the lower number of members, so which would make it higher percentage of members, or how do you want me to handle it? And she said, well, that sounds like a good idea. Why don't I do that? Well, the highest number of members was 7, and the two chapters that were tied were the Glendale Burbank area chapter and the San Gabriel Valley chapter. So since the Glendale Burbank chapter is smaller, ours was a higher percentage of growth, the 7.
Why don't you tell them your position?
The other award goes to the Solano Council of the Blind because they had the highest percentage of growth, 29%. So congratulations to both of those affiliates. I think Sandy Larson is here from Solano. Nelson, I'm sorry, Nelson. Oh, congratulations, Sandy. And I happen to be the lucky president of Glendale Burbank, so... I do want to tell you, though, I'm disappointed again. This is the second year in a row we do not have a Chapter of the Year award. We had no one turn in a letter telling about what their chapter had done. And I really want to encourage you throughout the rest of this year to find some activity that you can do as a chapter that means a lot in your community. All you have to do is write a letter explaining what activity you did as a chapter. So in other words, all the members assisted in that particular project, and then send a letter to CCB before February 15 next year. And by doing that, you are have the possibility of winning that Chapter of the Year award. So I'd really like to encourage you to think of a project that would be great for your community, and get the word out about your particular chapter. So thank you very much.
And do we have a representative from the Solano County chapter present this evening?
Yes, she is.
Nope, okay. Yes. Oh, we do? Good, is she here?
I just wanted to say thank you very much, and David Jackson and Artis helped us all on a conference call trying to get members, and Diane Phelps has been there forever. It's over 30 years, and she's helped quite a bit with Betty, our president. So I just wanted to say thanks to all you guys. We learned how to grow.
And congratulations, and it's I can tell you from personal awareness that's it's important that we have a presence in Solano County. In my day job, I work as an information referral specialist at the Lighthouse for the Blind, and we get calls from the Vacaville, Fairfield area all the time. So there's definitely a need for our community to be active in that area. That's great. Do we have any other awards that will be presented this evening?
Yeah, Linda.
Oh, okay, Linda.
Okay, Frank and I successfully moved the microphone past all the plates and glasses and so forth without causing any major slow and steady wins the race. All right, I was appointed by President Donna to be the chair of the publications committee right around the time of the fall convention. And so as part of that new responsibility, it's my great pleasure to be involved in making the two awards that are given out annually by the Publications Committee. There is one given out for an issue-oriented article, and there's one given out for a lifestyle article in the Blind Californian. And so we have a process, a voting process, kind of a ranked voting thing. We love ranked voting in San Francisco. It's an idea whose time has come. And so we worked out this voting arrangement and came to the conclusion and chose the following two articles. Interestingly enough, both of them came from the fall 2012 issue. So, for the issue-oriented article, I'm proud to announce that a member of my own San Francisco chapter won that article, Ms. Susan Kitazawa, for delighting in our differences. Now, Susan is not here this evening, but we'll certainly be taking this back to her and presenting it, hopefully, at our next chapter meeting. I'm going to tell a little funny story about Susan. Susan was a nurse for many years, and she was a school nurse, and she's very, very particular and meticulous and organized, and everything has to be just so. So we're riding home one day in the car. Myself, Ellie Wong Lee is driving and taking Susan and I home. We're riding down Valencia Street, and Susan likes to chat, to talk, so she talks and talks and talks. So she's like, oh, well, I used to work at that school. She's pointing up a street where one of the elementary schools was. And, well, you know, when I used to take my car to this gas station, and the other day I was walking by there with my cane, and they called to me from the gas station, and they said, oh, we were wondering why you didn't come by here anymore. Because Susan had her sight, and she used to drive and stop at the gas. She no longer can do that. Anyway, so she wrote this wonderful piece, and we will give her the award for the issue-oriented article. And she got quite a number of ranked votes. Of all the people who voted, she was very much the runaway clear winner in that category. So the other article, the lifestyle article, now the choice on that, the ranked choice on that one was much closer. And so I decided that I would take my prerogative as chair to weigh in and vote as well. And so the person who's winning this is going to know right away. Because it turns out I had quite a personal interest in the subject of this article. The article was by Bev Clifford of the Silicon Valley Council. And I'm embarrassed. I'm forgetting the title of the article. But it was about her experience of attending, literally attending her daughter's childbirth and being helped by the physician to catch the baby. And the reason that I love this article so much is that I was present at my own daughter's home births of two of her daughters. So this is a marvelous experience, and how fortunate Ev is to have had that experience. So I'm hoping that Ed will escort me to where Bev is sitting so I can give her this plaque myself. Is she not here? She is here. Yay! All right.
It on. Oh, there it is. So, is this the Oscars? I have to thank my producer and my mom and my dad and my writing teachers. I don't know. Thank you very much. I'm flabbergasted. This is just amazing. Thank you. I enjoyed writing this a lot. And when I decided to send it in after I wrote it, I thought, well, you know, this is an unusual subject. I don't think I've ever read anything like this in The Blind Californian before. And it was just such a completely awesome and unusual experience. So that's why I sent it for all of you to read. And I just hope you all enjoyed reading it as much as I enjoyed writing it and as much as I enjoyed being there. So, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations to Bev and to Susan. And I'm looking forward to being there at next week's chapter meeting. That'll be a lot of fun. And I know both these individuals, so I'm delighted.